now. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God knows every need in this house today. Amen. I'm thankful that not only He knows, but He's able and He's willing to meet every need in this house. Amen. You're in the right place. Feel the presence of the Lord as we feel it, the love of God. Amen. I'm glad to be in God's house this afternoon, aren't you? Colossians chapter 1, read verse 12 and verse 13.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to set somebody free today. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Somebody say in light.
In light.
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. The power of darkness. Other translations would use the word authority of darkness. Or dominion. Who has delivered us from the dominion of darkness. And hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. One more verse of scripture in John chapter 1. I'll just read verse number 5, the temptation is to read more. We might later, I don't know. But John chapter 1, verse number 5, and the light, somebody say the light, shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The NIV translation says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I'm going to preach for the next few minutes the power of the light. Amen. Are you thankful that you're a child of the light? Amen. Amen. Lift your hands one more time and talk to the Lord together. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit that we feel even now, God.
I pray that door of utterance would be open, that anointing would come, that destroys every yoke of bondage in this house, God. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord.
Oh, I want you to give praise for what God's going to do in the remainder of this service. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, there's deliverance in this house. He's come to set somebody free in this place today. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah, Jesus! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You may be seated. Everyone here is familiar with the power of darkness. You can walk through a park in the daytime and That little cobblestone pathway with the large trees is a comfort and a place of rest and relaxation. But you can walk through that same place in the middle of the night without any lights. And all of a sudden, your feeling is much different. Fear would come instead of peace. Amen. And so we all know what that feels like. And we all understand there's just something different about the nighttime. There's something different about the darkness. Normally there's something wrong with someone who who prefers the darkness over the light. And we won't go into that, but there are some people who have an extreme irrational fear of darkness. They call this nyctophobia. People fear the darkness. They fear the night because they cannot see what is around them. It is a form of blindness to be in such darkness that you cannot make out the image. You can't see what's surrounding you, and it's no fun to walk through the house, an unfamiliar place, in the night without the light. Isn't that right? But his big toe says amen. And so this blindness causes you to fear. There are too many unknowns in the night. Now in the Bible, darkness is symbolic of evil and of spiritual bondage. Jesus said men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Paul exhorts us to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. In Romans, he admonishes us to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. Romans 13 and 11, Paul says, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting or carousing, and not in drunkenness, and not in chambering, talking about sexual immorality, not in wantonness, sensuality, not in strife, and not in envying or jealousy. But he said, well, don't walk in the night, but put you on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What is he saying? He said, quit thinking about what you're going to do to gratify your flesh. When you do that, you're walking in darkness. Get your mind off fulfilling the lust of your own flesh and put you on the armor of Christ. Amen. We are plagued with this mantra still. Whatever feels good, do it. The hippies of the 60s and the 70s made this popular among us. But I'm afraid my generation has reached some new lows. I'm afraid my generation has found some new ways. They don't like restraint. They defy authority. I'm telling you, we're living in a dark world. We're living in a time of darkness, where people would love the darkness rather than the light. The moral compass of our society is becoming non-existent. Amen. What would have been unacceptable 30 and 40 years ago is not only accepted today, but it is expected today. Oh, hallelujah. Our senses have become calloused. We accept things and we expect to see things today that would have never even been thought imaginable 30, 40, 50 years ago. What has happened? The darkness has been overwhelming. The darkness has been saturating, and people have clinged to the darkness rather than finding a way of escape. The world we live in is not getting brighter. Just stay with me a little bit. The world we live in is not getting brighter on its own. Darkness can do nothing but become more dark. It is getting darker by the day. Sin is increasing. I'm telling you, sin is abounding. Godlessness is counted. You're in the cool crowd if you defy God. You're in the cool crowd if you act like he is non-existent. We are living in a dark day. Perversion has become so commonplace in our society, and it is a result of spiritual darkness. Spiritual darkness is a place of bondage.
The God of this world, the Bible said, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. The enemy of our soul knows that he has but a short time, and he is using every device at his disposal. He'll take a person as low as they'll let him take them. Amen. He's not content until the social drinker is a drunkard. He's not content until those that smoke a little bit here or do a little bit of drugs here. He's not content until they're a junkie, until they can't make it one day without it, until they can't make it one second. Oh, you know what I'm preaching is the truth. The devil will take you as low as you'll allow him to take you. And it doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual thing. That darkness begins to overwhelm you. All of a sudden, you're not thinking right. You're not thinking right. There's something wrong with your thinking. You begin to justify your actions and what's going on. The devil of your soul, the enemy of your soul, has come and sold you a bill of goods. He's not content until you're bound. Amen. Sin is destructive. This is what it means to be under the dominion and the power of darkness. The God of this world wants to immobilize you with fear. With darkness comes a fear. Fear actually believes the worst possible thing would happen. Fear takes things to the extreme and imagines things as the worst as it can be. That's fear. The devil has plagued us with fear. I'm afraid today we face fear on a social level like we have never faced it before. And I'm afraid the church in too many cases has bought into a little bit of fear. But I've come to preach to you, fear is of darkness, and we are children of the light. We have nothing to fear. We have nothing to fear. When God is on our side, who can be against us? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Darkness is the breeding ground for depression. The devil would like to see every one of you under the sound of my voice with severe depression. But it doesn't stop there. You know what he wants to do? He wants to take you to the place of suicide, because he's trying to destroy your soul. He's trying to tell you there's no hope. But this preacher's come to preach to you, there is hope. There is a way. There is something greater than your fear. There is something greater than your depression. There is something greater than the darkness that you are living in. Darkness is deceptive. Darkness will make you think the wrong things. Darkness will deceive your mind. There is no honesty in darkness. Deceptive. Religious deception is sending many people to hell today. I said religious deception. Things being taught that are not scriptural. Things being taught that are not in the Word of God. You know what we need? We need the truth of God to shine. We need some people to read this book and get a revelation. We need the church to rise up in this last day. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? It is the power of God. I've not come to preach doom and gloom. I've not come without hope today. But I've come to declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Come on, did you?
you come with a cloud of darkness over you today. I'm preaching to you, God is light. Let him shine. Let him shine in your life. Oh, give the Lord some praise. Come on, we're going somewhere, church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of hell in this place. I bind every spirit of hell that would torment the minds of people, that would blind the minds of people. Let your light shine in this house. Jesus' name. I recognize today that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in a battle today, church. We are in the battle for the souls of mankind. Darkness is overwhelming us. Darkness is enveloping us. But can I remind you today, the darker the night, the greater the light. Come on, is that too cliche for you? I said the darker it gets, the more our light's going to shine. The darker it gets, the more they need what we have. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Can I preach to the Lighthouse Church for just a moment? This world has what we need. It does. The devil would try to blind us and block us on every hand because he knows the power of the Word of God. He knows that light that shines in us. He knows if it ever escapes, if it ever breaks out into the streets where the darkness is not going to be able to overtake it. The darkness is not going to be able to withstand it. Amen. Amen. I don't want to take the back seat to anybody. The apostolic church does not need to take the back seat to any religion. I'm telling you, God needs to saturate us with boldness. Hallelujah. I'm reminded in the book of Acts, they went everywhere preaching the word with boldness. And what happened? Signs followed them that believed. People were delivered from their sins. People were delivered from their sicknesses. God help us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. I don't apologize for apostolic worship. I know what it's like growing up in an apostolic church, and every now and then somebody comes in and we're getting down in the Holy Ghost, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it goes through your mind, oh, I hope they don't think we're crazy. They do think we're crazy. It's okay. You know what? You know what? What's okay about that? That means we're apostolic. What happened on the day of Pentecost? Woo! These are not all drunk as ye suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day. But this was that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. They don't need dead religion. They need an apostolic to let their light shine. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. That's why I dance. That's why I shout. That's why I sing. Because he's done something for me. I used to walk in darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God I found the light. I said, thank God I found the light. Thank God a preacher preached the light to me. Peter said it like this, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him that you should show forth, you should live in a way that shows forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Oh, I don't want to ever get used to being called out of darkness. Acts 26 and 17. When Jesus, when that light shone out of heaven and arrested Saul, later to be named Paul, on the road to Damascus, the Bible lets us know that Paul got a glimpse of what his assignment was to be. And Jesus said, it is to open their eyes. Somebody say, so they can see. And to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. That they may receive the forgiveness of sins. I'm telling you, that's why I'm preaching today. I want somebody to be forgiven of their sins. I want somebody to walk out of darkness and begin to walk in that new way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Can you quote it with me? The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in what?
Darkness.
I'm not depressed today because the world's dark. I'm encouraged because it's time to shine that light of truth. I'm telling you, oh God, if the church could get the conviction, not that this is what I have to do, but this is what I get to do. Come on, we're going to stay here just a minute. Can you be with me? If we could ever get that conviction that He called me out so I could preach light to somebody else. Hallelujah. Sister Jody, I don't mean to embarrass you. I hope I don't. Where you at? Where somewhere? What you said the other day has stuck with me. She's here to stay. She said, I'm here to stay. I'm in this for me. And she said, I just want to take somebody with me. I'm telling you, we don't need to lose that passion. I've got to help somebody. They're in darkness. They're in darkness. They can't see. They're blinded by the God of this world. Help me. Oh, lift up your hands and love Him today. Come on, somebody get a hold of it today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the darkness has no power over the light. Darkness cannot overcome the light. John came to bear witness of that light, which was Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. The same God that in the beginning created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. I'm telling you, darkness was a part of this earth in its original, empty, unuseful form. But God never intended for His creation to live in a place of darkness. Before He created anything, He took care of business. And God created something to put darkness in its place. And God said, let there be light. We can't even imagine what that was like. Out of the darkness, light appeared. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light. Yes, sir. that it was good. Once where there was no light, he spoke and light appeared. I'm telling you, darkness does not have a chance in the presence of God. Darkness does not have a chance when God begins to speak. Darkness does not have a say in the matter. I've come to preach against the fear that's in your mind that I could never do this. I could never be this way. I could never get out of this sin. I'm too bound. I'm telling you, you're not too bound, because darkness doesn't have a say in the matter. When you make up your mind, I want to be saved, and I'll do what this book says to be saved, God will speak into your life. I'm thankful today that God still speaks into very dark places. Amen. The musicians are coming. There was a man of the Pharisees that his name was Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. John 3 said, the same came to Jesus by night. This man was a well-known, a well-respected man. And he was fearful of what others would think of him if they saw him come to Jesus and talk with him. Put it all out there. Speak into my life, Lord. He was under a lot of pressure from his peers, religious pressure, political pressure. But we see in this man, Nicodemus, that there was a burning desire to know more of Jesus. And I want you to recognize something here in this story, and I realize I'm jumping in here and just going to pull this out, but we must first recognize that Nicodemus came to Jesus. Very critical step. You've got to be willing to come to where he is. Amen. You got to be willing to make yourself vulnerable in God's presence. I'm talking to somebody here today. You got to be willing to say, Lord, even in the middle of my night, can I use this in this way? He came at night because of fear. And I'm telling somebody, you're in the middle of a nighttime hour. You're in the middle of, we call it the midnight hour. When it's as bad as it ever seems like it's going to be. And we don't know where to go. We don't know how to turn. We're not seeing real good because it's dark. But this man said, I'm going to where Jesus is. And I feel like that's what you have done. Today, you have come into this house saying, God, I need you, and I need you today, and I can't leave this place without you. And I want you to notice the second thing in this story. Not only did he come to Jesus, but Jesus did not turn him away. Jesus did not make fun of him. Did not chide him. Why did you come to be by night? Why are you fearful? Why are you afraid? No. You know what Jesus did? He answered his questions. And he told Nicodemus what he must do to be saved and be a part of the kingdom. We find that later he was one of the ones that anointed the body of Jesus and helped put him in the tomb, making that public declaration that I'm a disciple of Jesus. I'm telling somebody in this house, I don't care what kind of midnight it is in your life. I don't care what has happened. I don't care how dark it is. Some of you are facing depression. I felt this in preparation. You are facing some depression in your mind. And you right now, you don't see any way out of it. I'm telling you, if you'll come to Jesus, he's going to speak a light. While we stand in this church is praying right now. In the name of Jesus. Even a man possessed of a legion of thousands of devils they couldn't keep him from coming to Jesus. And they tried. They would torment this man. They would torment him. They would make him do unthinkable things. But this man got a made up mind. I'm tired of living in the darkness. I'm tired of dwelling among the tombs, among the dead places. But I'm coming to Jesus. I'm coming to Jesus. And I'm telling you, God is here to deliver you. Just like he delivered this man. Come to the light, somebody. Our text says that God hath delivered us from the power of darkness. I'm here to tell you there is a power much greater. The power that you are dealing with and living with on a day-to-day basis. The power of the light. There is no force of darkness that can withstand the light of God's truth. Where the light is, darkness has to leave, because Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light. I'm telling you, darkness is no match for the light. And there's a host, an assembly of people in this place that can lift up your hand and say, I was lost in sin. I was once waiting in a life of darkness. I had even justified my actions, and I knew exactly what I was doing. But there came a point it was bigger than I was. There came a point I had to have help. And I came to Jesus, and he began to speak into my life. I'm telling you right now, as the church is praying, you can make your way to the front of this auditorium, and you can say, God, I need you to speak into my life tonight. God, I'm not leaving until you do some work in my heart. God, I need you to dispel the darkness. I need you to deal with the fear. God, I'm sorry for my sins. I need you today. Who's going to come right now? These altars are open right now in Jesus' name. Come on, if you're dealing with fear, if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with sin, come on, if you need Jesus to shine his light of truth into your heart, come right now, saint and sinner alike. God has come to help you. God has come to deliver you. You don't have to fear when you come to Jesus. You don't have to fear. He will not scold you, but he'll love you. Yes. Come on, church. I need your help right now. In the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. I wonder if there's some saints of God get to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Oh, he called up a house, I called up a high. Hallelujah. Come on, there's deliverance in this place. Woo! Come on, do you have a burden for anybody? Won't you find somebody in these altars and pray with them? Pray with them. Let your light shine before men. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.